This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump honored the U.S. military branches in his salute to America. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
On a soggy 4th of July, President Donald Trump praised the U.S. military from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in his first ever salute to America.
We celebrate our history, our people, and the heroes who proudly defend our flag, the brave men and women of the United States military.
In a patriotic message that ended with a flyover by the Navy's Blue Angels aerobatics team, the president paid tribute to each branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. There were protesters nearby at the Washington Monument. The anti-war organization Code Pink sported a Trump baby balloon, but it remained tied down after the National Park Service restricted permission to move it or fill it with helium. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The federal government, news media, and lawyers all paint a similar picture of the dismal conditions in migrant centers along the southern border with Mexico. Reports suggest that U.S. Customs and Border Protection facilities containing thousands of unaccompanied children and adults who crossed into the U.S. without authorization in recent months are woefully overcrowded, substandard, and filthy. Many have gone without showers, adequate food, and water. The latest report from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General released Tuesday calls for immediate improvements in five Texas holding facilities, with one primary recommendation, and that is release people faster into the custody of other government agencies capable of handling the situation better. 83 African migrants drowned and only three survived when their boat sank this week off the Tunisian coast. It went down in the Mediterranean 2 days ago, just hours after launching from the Libyan town of Zuwara. Fishermen initially saw four people clinging to pieces of wood and alerted Tunisian authorities. One of the four survivors later died at the hospital. The Red Cross says the boat was carrying far too many people. This is VOA News. Police in the British territory of Gibraltar have seized an Iranian oil tanker suspected of carrying crude oil to Syria, violating European Union sanctions. This is the first time an EU nation has taken such a bold move to keep sanctions intact. Gibraltar authorities, aided by British Royal Marines, intercepted the Grace One early Thursday in Mediterranean waters claimed by both Britain and Spain. 4 kilometers off Gibraltar, they impounded that tanker. Spain's foreign minister told reporters the United States asked Gibraltar to seize the tanker. Kern County in California is under a state of emergency after the 6.4 magnitude earthquake that jolted the region, causing damage. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Europe is trying to save the deal. It's come up with
fire officials say there are some injuries and homes badly damaged after the powerful quake struck around 10:30 Thursday morning. Ridgecrest Police Chief Jed McLaughlin on KERO-TV.
Fires and obviously, stores that were shaken with stuff falling off the shelves.
The quake opened fissures on several roads in the county, and Ridgecrest Regional Hospital suffered some structural damage. Cora Burke describes what she felt while waitressing at a cafe.
Like a tremble, you know, it's was rolling and then it started shaking real bad.
Seismologists are warning people to be ready for more really strong aftershocks. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Confirmation from Russian President Vladimir Putin that a military submersible vessel that caught fire, killing 14 crew members, was nuclear-powered. Putin spoke to reporters about the Monday fire aboard the undersea watercraft at the Kremlin on Thursday. According to a transcript released by the Russian government, he consulted with his defense minister before confirming the status of the nuclear power unit. The defense ministry says a fire broke out as the vessel was involved in data collecting in Russian waters. The ministry did not report the accident until the following day, leaving some critics to suspect Russia has not told the full story. Sudan's ruling military council and the country's pro-democracy movement have reached a power-sharing agreement, according to Reuters, that includes a timetable for a transition to civilian rule. An African Union envoy said early Friday, Mohamed El Hassan Labat said that both sides agreed to form a joint sovereign council that will rule the country for 3 years or a little more. The sides agreed to 5 seats for the military and 5 for civilians, with an additional seat going to civilian with military backgrounds. I'm Tommy McNeil with the VOA News.
voice of America. One. It's today.